Hey Siri, play Social Geek Radio.
Okay, Social Geek Radio podcast coming up.
Hello, geeks, and welcome to Social Geek Radio. I'm Jack Munson, your host and social media consigliere. Today's guest will be Beth Daly of the IFA, and this episode is brought to you by Social Joey, Answer Connect, and Better. Better offering tools to manage clients, sales orders, and job schedules alongside general day-to-day operations and delivering a complete business management solution for small multi-location franchise owners. With the ability for cloud-based and mobile usage, Better allows users to access and manage business operations from anywhere and at any time using mobile or tablet devices. Learn more at thebettersoftwarecompany.com. That's thebettersoftwarecompany.com for Better. Beth Daly is the VP of Marketing at the International Franchise Association, and she returns to Social Geek with an update on what's happening in the world of the IFA. Hey, Beth.
Good afternoon, Jack. How you doing?
I am doing great. I'm looking at my calendar right now. And yes, we have exactly 4 weeks until we have a little shindig happening in Orlando. Are we ready?
Oh, we are so ready. And yes, that little shindig, it's a little earlier this year. So Timing-wise, it is coming up so soon, February 8th through the 11th in Orlando, Florida this year. Which I think you're in Chicago, I'm in D.C. I think we're all going to be ready for a little warm weather by that time.
Yeah, so, you talked me into it. Yeah.
Yeah, really, really excited to see everyone there.
So we've got a lot of great speakers, as always. But, you know, really, I'm looking at this as the second year in a row that sort of the main keynote speaker at the IFA convention is not a government person, a political person, from sort of that part of the world. It's really from our part of the world, more of a marketing and communications guy with Simon Sinek.
Yes, that is correct. And, you know, for those that attended convention last year, our opening keynote speaker was Gary Vaynerchuk, or Gary V, as most people know him by. And the feedback we received on that keynote was overwhelmingly positive. People loved him. They loved hearing his insights on business and marketing. And we thought, how can we keep it at that same level? And we've sourced Simon Sinek. And for those that are kind of like, I feel like that sounds familiar. I think most people have heard his interview, Millennials in the Workplace. I know the first month that launched, it got over 200 million views. So that's what we call viral right there. Yeah. And that's just in 1 month. Yes. So he has a new book out, and he's got just a whole inspirational, way of looking at business and kind of, achieving success in business. And I'm really looking forward to hearing what he's got to say.
Yeah, he does a great job of making you think a little differently about, or maybe even think a little bit more openly about something that you think you already know everything about. And then he has a good way of kind of opening up another door and expanding your knowledge about that subject. So kudos to the whole team on that. I've spent about 6 months wondering how anybody was going to top Gary Vaynerchuk, and I think you guys have done it. So,
yes. Now, we also, just so you know, we just recently added a session. One of Gary's companies, we've got his team coming out to kind of further the conversation, and they're going to be conducting a workshop, kind of using the same principles that Gary kind of led us with last year. So be on the lookout for that. I think an email went out about that today.
You know, I did get your email. I do read your emails, Beth. I really do.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
And it looks like we've got Nick Diodato, head of education, and Mickey Cloud, executive director for the Sasha Group, which is one of Gary V's companies. So that's going to be great.
Correct.
That's going to take place on Monday, February 10th.
Excellent.
A couple of the other big speakers that I wanted to mention for anyone who hasn't read some of this stuff yet. And then I want to get into the Marketing and Innovation Summit, which is the most important part of the whole week. We've got a great NFL player who's now a motivational speaker, Trent Shelton, and also from the franchising world, the president of KFC, Kevin Hochman, will be speaking. So a couple of other great keynotes there. And also one of the, back to the marketing world, one of the super session leaders coming in to speak for the first time is Jay Baer, who is a blogger, writer, podcaster, a great marketing and technology guy, and he'll be joining us here on Social Geek in the next couple of weeks as well. So a lot of great speakers this year, right?
There really are, and really especially if you're in marketing, consumer marketing, franchise development, there really is some great content here for those two key areas.
And I mentioned a few minutes ago the Marketing and Innovation Summit. Not that the other summits at the convention are bad by any means. They might be a little boring compared to the Marketing and Innovation one. But no, I'm just kidding, kind of. Tell us what we have planned so far for the Marketing and Innovation Summit, which I think is on Sunday of
the Yes, it is on Sunday morning, and it happens prior to the opening keynote, you know, opening session with Simon Sinek. So it's a great way to kick off the day. It's going to be from 8:30 to 10:30. And we're going to kick it off with a keynote by Todd Magazine. He is the CEO of Blink Fitness. And they've just seen tremendous growth, and he's really going to take the audience through how you create a breakthrough brand. Because, you know, think about the fitness space. That is certainly one that's very crowded, and they've really done a great job of breaking through that clutter and really positioning themselves. And certainly, you know, everyone wants to create a winning concept, and he's done it, and I am certain we can all learn from him. So I'm really excited to hear his presentation. Then after that, we've got our very popular roundtables that we are going to kick off. This year, we're doing things just a little bit differently.
Yeah,
we're
we're
going to turn them into a problem-solving roundtable. So we really want folks to come, you know, we've got some very specific topics around marketing and technology, some table topics, but we just want folks to kind of come in with what's keeping them up at night. And you're going to have the ability to bring this to your peers and come away with solutions. You know, we're all going through the same things. I'm sure people have been there, done that. They can help you with what's worked, what hasn't worked. You know, you'll be able to help others. I just think that, you know, these are ways for really the industry to connect. And we know that one of the strengths of this convention and the thing that I think we're the most proud of, people leave here with trusted networks. You know, they leave here like something comes up a month or two down the road. You've got a whole network now where you can pick up the phone and call people and see what they've done or see, you know, maybe what vendors that they're working with, things like that. I just think that that's one of the biggest benefits of this convention.
I really like that format. We did that at the Marketing Innovation Technology Conference back in October. And it's really kind of turning the roundtable concept upside down. So instead of, you know, someone talking for most of it and everyone else listening, we really just went around the table and every person had to talk about a problem they have or something that was not working well for their company, whether it was, you know, we had some tables that were more marketing focused and some other tables that were more technology focused. So everybody went around the table and there wasn't a single one that I attended where there was somebody at the table who had nothing to say because, you know, let's face it, every marketing and tech person has some problem that they need some help with. And they really came away with like, kind of like what you said, that you're building their network and really building their tribe of people that they can reach out to after the show.
Yes, yes. And of course, I do want to make special note that Jack is going to have his own roundtable there focusing on social media, of course.
Yes, yes. So come to my roundtable, everyone.
Yes,
Yes. And, you know, I also have to say, obviously, it's not us here that work at the International Franchise Association that's building this content. I do have to give a special shout out. There is a marketing and innovation committee built up of volunteers in the franchising world, and you guys are the ones that are putting this content together, and we couldn't be more thankful. So, and certainly a plug in if you're a franchisor marketer and are looking to, you know, expand your network and do a little volunteer work, we're always looking for new participants in that committee.
Yeah, please let us know. You can reach out to us here at Social Geek Radio, and we'll pass that along to Beth as well. If you're a franchisor interested in being part of the Marketing and Innovation Committee, we'd love to have some new fresh ideas, right?
That's right.
And speaking of new fresh ideas, last month, now wait a minute, we're right after New Year's, so I'm still trying to figure out not only what day, time, and week it is, but what month we're in. So the last issue of Franchising World that IFA put out was the technology issue. And there's a whole lot of new ideas on marketing and technology trends in there. Beth, I know you and your team had a lot to do with that issue. Is there anything that was really kind of standing out? Any trend that people were really interested in and was featured a lot in that issue?
Yeah, it's so interesting that even though obviously, you know, we're trending in AI and chatbots and all the technology and all the data and analytics that are there to give us this wealth of information about consumers we never had before, I think what's most interesting, though, is that always, always, always comes back to the customer experience.
Yeah.
And the brand. And even though, you know, the technology is always the focus and what you see getting the most attention, focusing in on the brand and the brand strategy and your customer engagement strategy still is where marketers, especially, this is just something we're continually working on, iterating. And, you know, universally, all the franchise marketers I've spoken with, this is an area of focus for them, you know, no doubt.
And I think you can still read that issue at the IFA website, right? There's still a digital version that you can download and read there.
Yes, absolutely. You can see all the past issues of Franchising World on franchise.org. So it's
cool.
A great resource. We also have lots of different research reports and all different kinds of information you can find there.
Excellent. Lots of good content there. If you haven't been to franchise.org in a while, go take a look. It was redone. The whole website had a big facelift. How long ago was that? About 6 months ago, something like that?
Yeah, that was actually even longer. It was back in April, if you can believe it. Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow. So yeah, and it looks great. A lot of great content there. And I highly recommend checking out franchise.org. Beth, we'll be right back in just a minute with another word on the convention this year. But first, today's show is brought to you by one of our friends that we will definitely be seeing at the convention, and that's Answer Connect. Answer Connect works with franchise systems, enterprise brands, and small businesses who need phones answered 24/7 in any time zone, a virtual receptionist, inbound sales calls handled, and appointments scheduled. Call Answer Connect at 800-584-0234. That's 800-584-0234, or visit answerconnect.com/franchise. Beth Daly from the IFA, thanks for joining us again today with a bit of a franchise update. And let us know where we need to go for information on the convention. I assume registration is still open and hotel information and all of that kind of stuff. Where should we send folks for that?
Yes. If you're looking for more information or you're ready to book your hotel, just go to franchise.org/convention and all the information you need is there. I do want to say that pricing increases on the 17th. So make sure that, you know, if you know you're going to attend, make sure that you get your registration in before then, because otherwise it's going to go up $100 and, you know, we all like saving money. So
right,
make sure
right.
you get that registration in.
Excellent. We will have links to that at socialgeekradio.com, as well as a little reminder to register by the 17th to get the best price. Beth, thanks so much. I will see you in 30 days, my friend.
Absolutely. Look forward to seeing you.
And thanks to everyone for listening to Social Geek Radio, copyright 2020, Social Geek Enterprises, Inc.